Well, could you tell me a little bit about the work you do here and things like that, and going, say, going to a fire or something like that?
Just fire service in general?
Like what do you generally do in the course of a day?
Okay. We start off with shifts, okay? We work 24-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And it averages out 56 hours a week over a period of time. And basically, we work one day and off two.
Mm-hmm.
Or on 24 and off 48.
Mm-hmm.
Normal occurrence of a day, shift starts at 8 a.m., ends at 8 a.m. We allowed 15 minutes to get organized.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a daily cleanup, which is have areas assigned to each man. He's responsible for keeping it clean.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's bathrooms involved, you know, he
mm-hmm.
keeps those up and keeps mm-hmm. supplies in them and so forth. And the men that drive pumpers or car or ladders, they have the responsibility to check out their equipment during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Check the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Check all the equipment on it. And he has to make any adjustments or reports that's
mm-hmm.
that should be made at that time and reported in to his officer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken care of. And usually cleanup ends around 9:30. We have about a 15-minute break, coffee time. And the remainder 2 hours till lunch, we either have class,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll have building inspections, a company of men will go out and inspect hazardous
mm-hmm.
fire hazards or buildings that pose a dangerous fire situation or so forth, or a danger to firefighters if they were to catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like soybean plant, they store a lot of hexane
mm-hmm.
and they just familiarize themselves with buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we keep up the hydrants in the city too. Sometimes the company men will go out, what we refer to as hydrant inspection. They'll go out and hole around them and clean them up and paint them.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 hours this in the morning, either class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a break till 3 o'clock as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for this is about 70% of all fire calls come at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we allotted about 3 hours in the
mm-hmm.
middle of the day
to
rest.
That's a good time, because you know, your metabolism kind of goes
yeah.
down that time.
And from 3 to 5, we usually class.
Mm-hmm.
Class or outdoor drill.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 to 5:30 on is considered free time
mm-hmm.
other than fire calls.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take in consideration that most of the work is done at night. A lot of people say, you know, there's fools sleep all day, you know, or lay around. But actually, it's what they don't realize is a lot of times, especially on weekends, our starts about 11 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and we stay up all night working.
Mm-hmm.
And a good fire is, a man work a good fire, a good house fire even is equivalent of 15 minutes in a good house fire is equivalent to a good week's work, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It, matter of fact, it'll pull your system down to where it takes you a couple days to over it sometime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Inhaling smoke and things like
that. And that and exertion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Average temperature around 1,500 degrees from about 3 foot up.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure
yeah.
heat alone take a lot out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the steam and the smoke inhale, it all boils down. Firefighters has a life expectancy of 10 years less than average worker, you know.
Mm.
And they contribute to this. That and a lot of times the excitement of a call coming
yeah,
in.
All that adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And major cause of death in firefighters is heart attacks.
Mm.